Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet Lord, please have mercy. Baby Jesus, please save me. I know I used up my three favors. Back to center like a weak lady. New car, speed racer.
Surprise. We are back. It's me, Turk, owner of the, I was going to say the Colts, the Los Angeles Rams. I have here with me Q the Truth, the commish, also owner of the Denver Broncos, and your season one Super Bowl champion, Denver Packers. Jesus Christ.
Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
What's going on?
We are back. We are back. That wasn't a great opening. I didn't stick the landing, but we're back. How y'all doing?
First of all,
congratulations, B.
Appreciate that.
On your win.
How we feeling?
What did you think about your run?
It was cool. I definitely did a little game planner, you know. I think a lot of owners that I played got used to got the idea that I would be a more pass heavy team in the playoffs, which I was actually the very opposite. So
you switched it up on them. Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't get a chance to watch the Super Bowl because the thing was black when I turned it on. That was a...
Yeah,
it was difficult to get black out.
I wish I would have known, you know, I didn't hear any notifications. I got the all the chats on mute. So the only way I hear a notification is if I'm at it. So...
Yeah.
I would have definitely, you know, turned it on. I thought it was covered, but he made a point. He said that because it was a series that it could have been, you know, something going on with that at the time. So, who knows?
Okay. Gotcha.
I apologize to everybody out there who didn't get a chance to watch.
It's all good, man. Still, congratulations. We just went back into the olden times of last June where we couldn't watch any games like that. So it's all good. we're back, man. We're back giving the same content that we've always given. Of course, me and Q are here. I think we're going to try to make this, what do we agree upon, a quarterly thing. So once every 4 to 5 weeks. Of the season, gonna try to get one of these out whenever we feel like it, not when y'all feel like it. just talk like we normally do. But let's get this thing on the roll. Let's start off with you, Q. What did you think about season one?
It's honestly, it's no different than any other Madden, because when season one hits, everybody's trying to find their identity. Some people know already, but you're literally going through that whole process of trying to find your identity. And you're fighting against Madden, so to speak. And this Madden was a little bit more turbulent. There were like patches like every other week or every week, damn near, it seemed like. So it was just that, and then a lot of things were being changed and stuff like that. But as far as the league was concerned, it was all right. Like, the people who I expected to do well pretty much did, and the people that I expected to not do so well, they pretty much did what I expected too. So it just, I don't know. Like I told people before, the game came out, that they should probably put themselves a skills trainer for this. And nobody listened, so, you know, it's pretty much, it's going to be the usual suspect until people actually heed warnings and actually want to practice. But season one's included, as, you know, pretty much it probably should have, to be honest with you, and B got 8 rings, though, so that's pretty much it.
Well, me, I'll give B's B after I give my little 2 cents. Me, per se, I was one of those people who did not heed to the warning of a skills trainer. So, as you can see from the horrid start to my season and then to the strong ending, you know, take out a little drama in the middle of the season that happened on my team that, you know, it don't really even matter at this point. But I will say second half of the season was way stronger than the first half for us. So, yeah, I will definitely agree with your assessment of the season because I definitely didn't put any practice in the beginning. And, B, what about you?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I didn't. I can't say I put any practice in early. I got a late start to it. The plan, like, I played my first 2 games that I actually played of Madden was on my phone. You know, at work, I won't say who I played, but so my third game that I played was literally my first. Yeah. The third game that I played of Madden was literally the first week one of the regular season. So I was behind the 8 ball a lot, too. That's why.
Did you win those games by chance?
I'll leave it at 1-1. It was 1-1.
You did. I just looked it up. You won against the – you lost against the Vikings, and then you won against the Lions. So
No, I'm saying the first 2 games I played on my phone they weren't league games. They were regular games. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So my first league game was against the Vikings. So I didn't know about, you know, you remember that setting that I had on there. It was my QB was throwing. Oh man, that was the worst thing ever.
Wow, so you played on Baltimore the first time you played.
So yeah, that definitely went into the experience of the game, and you know all the bugs. It's been times where I would hike the football and my whole screen turned white. So it was bad. And I didn't have a lot of interest in it, but as it went on, you know, started warming up to it a little bit more. Then I went to skills trainer. It just took a little time. It's nothing much, but it helped. And here we are.
Got it corrected. Yeah, with the ring on your finger. Hey, well, more power to you, man. I'm glad you was able to overcome your issues at the beginning of the season. I felt like I was kind of able to do the same thing. Just took a little bit too long for me to get it together. Moving on, though. So, next topic we got is surprises so far. Surprises in the terms of success. We're gonna speak on the higher end. What teams out there surprised you this season? We're going to start with – matter of fact, just start with B. Go ahead.
Teams that surprised me – with success, probably be the number one team would be the Lions. Because he had the Titans last year, or last Madden. It wasn't, you know, the most prettiest thing ever. I just leave it at that. But he started off slow this season. But he turned it around, and he was in playoff contention. So that's who I thought surprised me the most.
Okay. Q?
I could have went, like, 50 different ways with this one. Lions is good. Castro actually surprised me too. I think the person that surprised me the most, and it's kind of like double edged, is probably Malik. He had the Bengals squad. He had that success that first year, or whatever. Then he kind of fell off the map, and then he got Russ, and then you kind of saw what he could do with him and Metcalf and stuff like that, or whatever the case is. So, yeah, if I had to pick, it would probably be him, because now I can actually see him with a quarterback and see what he can actually do, or whatever the case is. I kind of look at these people, and it's kind of bad, but you can just kind of see where the ceiling is. You get what I'm saying? And then you put people this Madden with the team, you know, all, you know, starting from scratch, basically. You can kind of see what people are doing with these different squads, for better or worse. And that was the most surprising thing to me.
Okay. Me personally, I'm going to say the team that surprised me, and I don't know, maybe I'm not 100% familiar with the team that he had last Madden, was Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay was a big surprise to me.
He had Miami? Yeah, Miami last year.
Was he here before or after I had left?
He got here later, but he was like rough around the edges. But
gotcha.
He was receptive to learning. But you could see, like, he wasn't bad at all.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
That's why I didn't put him as a surprise, because I played him actually twice last year, and we split. And I thought he was really, really good. Like, you know, I'm usually tough on owners as far as when it comes to Madison. I thought he was pretty decent. So that's why I wasn't surprised about that result.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just my perception of him. I hadn't had a chance to really see him prior to that. I had just seen him, you know, some of his games that he had played on Twitch. And then when I actually played him, I was like, I was drowning the whole game.
Yeah,
so
he put numbers on the board, man. He whooped my ass, too. So he definitely put numbers on the board.
Yeah, he had a lot of impressive wins during the season, so that's why I picked him personally in that regards. Do you guys want to talk about disappointments, or do you want to keep pushing? Matter of fact, yes, let's talk about disappointments.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yo. Like,
I mean,
niggas will be bad, people will be bad, bots will be bots, or whatever the case is. But, like, if I saw this dude in real life, I'd have to fucking choke him, yo, and that's going.
That's the obvious answer there, but I'm actually going to go, you know, just his cousin. I'm going to go with his cousin, Cody.
Yeah, but check it, though. So, for those who may or may not know, this is just what happened yesterday. It was pretty much brought to my attention that the AFC West has to play the AFC North. I'm stitching on Prim. I don't give a fuck. So, with that being the case, I was told that Cody is literally going 0-10 next year, because he's going 0-6 in his division and 0-4 versus the West. So, it'll be another tank year. I'm telling on Prim. I don't even care.
Wow. Yo, I hope that's not true. V, who do you have down for your disappointment this season?
My disappointment? I'm an NFC East. That's what I expected. My division is pretty much what I'm not good. Your division, I pretty much expected that. I think it would probably be going. I mean, I know going ain't no juggernaut or anything, no disrespect to him or nothing like that, but I thought he would finish with a better. Oh, no, actually, I'm sorry. My disappointment would be Jacksonville. From last time when we saw him and what he did.
Okay.
Yeah. Compared to this season, I really thought he would be, like, in contention.
Yeah, true. So. That is very much true. I do agree with that. I did expect a little bit more from Jesse as well, even though he was rooting for me to lose all damn season. So, also, another bonus, a little bonus, I actually want to give out one to a whole division, and that's the AFC East, because good God almighty, that was terrible.
Oh, man.
Did we just not even talk about that?
That's like the NFC. That's like the NFC East in real life right now.
That is the NFC East right now. Yeah. Just that little tidbit. Okay. So next topic, because we got about 15 minutes. The big move. Just talk about one move that you feel like a team, whatever team you pick, just one move that they'll make that could revamp their squad and turn it. Make that season, the upcoming season, better for them. Start with Q.
Wow. I technically can't answer that because I have gotten trades that I can't submit yet. So for me to give that would be giving out information before it's supposed to happen, but. The biggest move that you'll see, and it'll be really soon, will be that. And it's, you know, players moving between conferences or whatever. When you see it,
okay.
It will be like, what the fuck? And then you'll be like, wow, that's crazy. And then, some people will be like, the rich is getting richer. That type of deal.
Oh, Lord. Please don't get me started on that. Anyway, my question is, will it be better than the Aaron Donald deal?
I don't think you can top the Aaron Donald deal.
Good. That's all I need to hear.
Like,
all right.
The only thing that could enter that realm is if you sent me Ramsey, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, Sam Green. But everything else should fall underneath that.
I'm gonna do a shameless plug. I'm supposed to be just doing this podcast right now. But anyone that has an offer for Ramsey, I will listen to offers. Now, I ain't saying I'm gonna accept them, but if it is so good that I cannot refuse, and more than likely I'm gonna refuse because I am strapped for cash until next season, send me an offer and let's talk. Okay.
All right.
Never know. All right, B.
All right,
what about your move?
One move that I have is that could be done and I help a team out is the St. Louis Rams trade the Green Bay Packers. Ramsey.
Wow. Okay, I see where this is going. All right, Drew.
No,
I'm
not going to
go
I think right now. Back to Jesse. He has the equity to, get what he needs, which is a quarterback. And I think it's quite a few quarterbacks on the block. So
facts. Jesse,
maybe
if you
to get his passing in. Huh?
Yeah. Jesse, if you're listening, I will gladly take my pick back. For Goff, I will gladly take that hit on the cap if you send me my pick back. All right. So, me personally, I was actually going to go with Jesse as well, knowing that he needs definitely a quarterback. I was definitely going to say if he finds a way to flip those picks into a quarterback, but more than likely he may stick around just to see if he can draft one. I know that is part of his plan. He's voiced it a couple of times in the chat. But, yeah, that was my pick as well. Moving on. We have – next question. Can anyone in the NFC defeat the Packers now? Are they the team to beat? Well, obviously they are the team to beat since they are the Super Bowl champions, but is there a team that could potentially be someone to knock them off or stop them from repeating next year in the NFC? And I'm going to start with this one. I am going to say, yes, there's a possibility. I do see a couple of teams that could potentially do it, start off with the Eagles. I'm not going to put the 49ers in there, even though they did have a good season. But I'm going to go with the Eagles and maybe the Seahawks, depending on how their season plays out, because it could go really bad next season or really well for him as far as Malik's season is concerned. And Q?
Frankly, if he were to throw 40 to 45 times a game, probably. But if it's balanced, nobody in NFC has a shot.
Right on.
Like that, you have the team, you have the ability, you have the trait, you know, all of that stuff or whatever the case is. But there comes a point in time where you act with the actual user skill matters on offense and defense. So as long as he's balanced, and as long as fucking Rodgers holds the key to the kingdom, nobody has a shot.
Okay. And B, what do you say? I know the answer.
I appreciate the vote of confidence. I say yes. I say yeah. I'm not. I know what I can do.
I wanted to hear it.
Madden. I feel like any team could win against me. I struggled against the Lions the second time. I mean, the Eagles are real tough. That running game is crazy. Bryce running game is crazy. And that defensive line is crazy. When I played him, I fumbled about four or five times, if I do remember. Malik got a crazy wide receiver core. I know Christian McCaffrey is crazy. I mean, it's a lot of teams in the NFC. I'm definitely not unbeatable. I'm far from it. I'm just grateful for my victory in the Super Bowl.
And, I will say, if it was like it's kind of bad to say, but it almost is like if it was any other NFC team in the Super Bowl, they probably losing. That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
That Ravens team is crazy, man. I know y'all didn't see
it. In the hopes of an entire conference.
I can say this. I'm not going to say who, but to my surprise, it was a lot of owners really didn't want the Ravens to win, which I was surprised.
Wow.
I thought it would be the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, that's tough. Yeah. That's
I'm
tough.
Not. Yeah.
Okay. So moving on, we're gonna go to. I'm gonna skip that. The next topic. I'm gonna say that one for last. Q. We're gonna go to this last one. Who's going to make the playoffs in season two that did not make the playoffs this season? And I am going to start with myself. I think, honestly, y'all may not agree with me on this one, but I think it's pretty easy to assume this one. For me, I believe that JD is going to end up making the playoffs this year. The Arizona Cardinals.
I kind of had him, like, making it as the seventh seed earlier in the year, but that didn't pan out. I can see that happening, but for me, this is like a fucking no-brainer. Like, if you don't lose your starting offensive line and your QB, you make the playoffs. So I'm going to say the Chiefs.
That was the easy pick, but I wanted to go somewhere.
Yeah, nah, 100%. But Jeff is on that upward trajectory. Like, so if we like scrap the Chiefs pick, then yeah, so long as Jeff don't fucking regress at the mosque, he should be fine.
What about you, B?
The one thing I would just to pick a different different player, because I think it's quite a few owners that I think got the potential to do it. I'm gonna go with the Lions.
Okay.
I can go with the Lions or the Saints, but I'm gonna go with the Lions. And just me playing them, and that secondary is really tough. We have a really good secondary. So, and that run that he went on at the end of the year, he went on a tear.
Yeah,
I think he can sneak in.
Just a bonus one. I thought somebody was going to pick this person, and maybe I might be out on by myself with this one. I was going to go with Gomes and the Jets with that, the way that division was looking.
Oh, just my default? Yeah.
Yeah. You're lucky we can't just, like, fucking banish that entire division. You know how crazy the AFC playoffs would have been if somebody else could have got that spot? Like, there's no permission to pick, like, the seven best players. You get what I'm saying? Shit could have been so much better. Hopefully they'll do better.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
All right.
Man.
There was another topic here. I don't really want to expand on
Turk.
It too much, but...
Turk. You going to talk about this shit. Go ahead, yo.
I think this was meant... This was definitely meant to say the NFC West, right? Not the AFC West.
Yo.
But
no.
It's my thoughts.
You mad?
It's my thoughts. Oh no, my thoughts on your division, right? Or mine?
Yeah.
Oh, on your division.
I don't care about your division.
Oh. Okay, cool. Hey, no, seriously. In all seriousness, that is probably one of the best divisions I've seen in quite some time. I'm going to be honest with you. I had no faith that LB or Austin would be worth anything in that division. I thought it was just going to be you and AC front running, and actually turned out to be very much the complete opposite of that. So, 90 seconds. Anyway, yeah, the division was great. Just... tough all the way around. I actually think it's going to flip-flop this season. That is my full expectation. I feel like you and AC will be 1-2, and then LB and Austin will be down at the bottom, because it's just now the adjustment period has already taken place. What do you guys think about the division?
I'm out of that. Deep answer with the last 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel you pretty much nailed it. Like, that division is by far the best division in football. It's not even close. I don't remember a division that strong in recent memory. So, yeah, any one of the teams in there are Super Bowl contenders. So, and I do believe AC will get it on track. And I already know how cute it is. He's the most decorated, SFL in league history. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Next. You can skip that part. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, man. Well, hey, I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all calling in, being out here for the first episode for this gen. Hope you guys have a great season 2. We'll be back probably a few weeks into the season 1.
Before you know it, before you know it. Don't worry.
Yes,
all
definitely
three trades hanging valid.
Facts. So if you got something to say about my trade, guess what? I don't give a damn. So don't send it. If you didn't like it, I don't care. So with that being said, I will see y'all season two. And Aaron, good luck to everybody. All right.
All right.
Peace.
Baby Jesus, please save me. I know I used up my three favors. Back to center like a week later. New car, speed racer, copper crib, need acres.